You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here from Risk Pulse. He's in Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at what's been happening in the agricultural weather for the day. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Let's start in the Midwest. How's harvest season been progressing, and what do we see for the next week or so?
Well, really up to this point in October, we have had really good harvest progress due to the lack of any kind of extreme precip totals. You know, we go back to September is when there was some increase in concern because of wetness in the Corn Belt. But overall, things have been pretty good in recent weeks. And we feel that's going to continue through month's end and into the early part of November as there continues to be a lack of any kind of widespread significant precip across the Midwest. It's not bone dry. And as we look out over the next several days, there will be rain activity in areas of Iowa, northern Illinois, Wisconsin. Totals could exceed an inch, maybe even an inch and a half within that corridor. But again, it looks short-lived. That'll be followed by fair and dry weather, so we do not see any issues there. And along with that, temperatures will continue to be unseasonally warm. That's especially true as we go into the upcoming weekend and on into next week. So again, this theme of just highly anomalous warm prevails even as we move into the early part of November.
It's not too bad here, but in the Great Plains, it has been dry. Any relief in the offing for them?
We do not see any significant signs of relief in the Plains Hard Red winter wheat belt, especially over the next 10 days where warm, unseasonably warm, even some areas near record temperatures in portions of the southern plains coming up over the next week to 10 days. Some model indications longer term of rains into that 11 to 15 day time frame, but that's highly, highly debatable right now. And for us, we're just continuing to call for persistence, which is warm and dry across the plains.
Still a good start to the growing season in South America.
It certainly is, Todd. They've had a really good start. There's been a little bit of dryness at times in southern Brazil, but in fact, that is now being improved in a significant way as rain activity has increased. And the bottom line is that across Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, the pattern for the next few weeks features generally near normal rainfall totals, and that will allow for a continuation of this good start to planting conditions.
And finally, in northeastern China, the farmers there couldn't buy a rain in parts of the summer months. Then it opened up and begun to get wet. Some flooding there. What about now?
Yeah, in fact, in some areas of northeastern China, talking about snow, that is starting to, causing some disruptions in harvest progress up in the province of Manchuria. Bottom line is that cooler than normal temperatures will continue in northeastern China. Precip will be lighter, but the fact that they're unseasonably cold, along with just light precip amounts, could still result in some disruptions there. If anything, the one area that's actually more on the wet side is their far southern part of their corn and soybean belt. That's been the wettest in recent weeks, looks to stay the wettest, especially this week. So some harvest disruptions there, but I actually think on the flip side, it's beneficial by boosting soil moisture and irrigation for winter wheat.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. That's Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.